Hello, hello. You're listening to Dan O. Becker. This podcast is called Dan O's Ones and O's, and it's a podcast about popular music and artists and albums and radio, so everything related to music. And in the background, we're listening to Burning Spear with Man in the Hills, a good reggae album from the 70s, which I really enjoy. So last episode, we were talking about artists that have new music out in the last 5 years. And these four artists that we talked about last week were all making music for over two decades. We talked about Iggy Pop, who went from Iggy and the Stooges to a solo artist and collaborated with David Bowie, and his album 2016 Post-Pop Depression had some great songs on it, and I played some of that for you. We also listened to Blondie, who has many great albums, and their latest one is called Pollinator, and we listened to Doom or Destiny with Joan Jett singing along with Deborah Harry. Some great new music from Blondie. We also listened to The English Beat featuring David Wakeling, and their latest album from last year is called Here We Go Love, and we listened to a song called Drive Her Away, and that is a fantastic sounding album. Of course, they had three great albums in the late 70s, early 80s. They also had great albums with General Public, and also the guitarist and bassist went on to go with Fine Young Cannibals, all great music. And they have new music, so that's cool. And the final artist we talked about last week was Sleater-Kinney, and they started in the 90s with a very powerful punk raw sounding music, and their latest album, we played some of that. That was from the album The Center Won't Hold, and just a fantastic bunch of new music from them. Sleater-Kinney with a new album. Okay, so on this episode, we're going to continue with that theme. I've got four more artists to talk about with you, and they all have been making music for 20 years or more. This first group, The Strokes, formed in Manhattan in 1998. They were very young then, and they started releasing singles and playing live, and they had an EP, The Modern Age. And so I'm going to play a song from their first album. The album is called Is This It? And this is a very danceable, upbeat song and a fun song from The Strokes around 2001, shortly after they formed and started releasing music. So this is The Strokes with Barely Legal.
I'm
is Julian Casablancas, Nicolai Frachur on bass, Albert Hammond Jr. on guitars, Fabrizio Moretti on drums, and Nick Valenci on guitars also and keyboards. And what's great about that group is they formed in 98, and those band members are still together and still collaborating and making music. So they have very many good albums. Two of my favorite are Angles in 2011 and then the Come Down Machine in 2013. But then they took a little bit of a gap. They have a new album called The New Abnormal, and that was released in 2020, like at the beginning of this year. And I'm going to just play a snippet of the hit song from the new album and just listen to the guitars and a little bit of the lyrics and the singing back up here. Listen to this and see if it reminds you of any songs you know. Okay, so that's a little trivia. What do you hear in that song? I definitely think the guitar riff sounds like modern English, Stop the World and Melt With You. I was expecting to hear a break with, ooh, ooh, ooh. So that is one thing I hear. And then they also, sounds like Billy Idol, Dancing With Myself, Making Bad Decisions, Making Bad Decisions. I don't know. That's what I hear. I love the song still, and I don't fault. You know, when people are making popular music, and there's certain patterns that you hear a lot of, it's not uncommon for, you know, especially three-chord songs, for you to be able to play the same three chords and sing two or three hit songs to the same chords. Anyway, I played you from The New Abnormal, the first single from The Strokes, and now we're going to jump to another one, which I think is the best song off the album. And so this song has got a very good groove to it, and it's called Eternal Summer from the new album, 2020 album, The New Abnormal. Here are The Strokes with Eternal Summer.
When I think of you,
All right, that's The Strokes with Eternal Summer. And if you listen to that little coda, there's a couple things in there that The Strokes do a lot in their production. And you heard kind of the tinny voice through like a telephone microphone. That's something they do very commonly. And you hear the phaser. Phaser is a stereo production technique where the left and right ear are going in and out of phase. It kind of sounds like the person is spinning around as they're singing. And I guess John Lennon might have pioneered that when he sang Strawberry Fields Forever. And at Abbey Road, he said, I want it to sound like I'm on a swing and I'm spinning around as I'm singing. And they kind of balked at that. And so they came up with some electronics that made that sound. Said, we have phasers to this day. Also, the other thing, the Strokes albums are produced very excellently in a modern sense. You can hear the music is a very, very narrow range of loudness. And so, you know, the volume is maximized. The songs sound very strong. I would say 20 years ago, people were maximizing the song volumes too much. And so you got no good breaks in there, but I think the Strokes do it rather tastefully. So there you go, with brand new music from an artist who's been playing music for over 20 years. This next artist formed in Dublin in 1975. This is the Boomtown Rats. And, you know, the most famous member is Sir Bob Geldof, who does a lot of the writing and the lead vocals. Anyway, they had a number of artists albums in the late 70s. The first album, Boomtown Rats, in 77, and then Tonic for the Troops, Fine Art of Servicing, Mondo Bongo. Those were all a good stretch of albums for the Rats. But then they had two more albums, and they took a big hiatus. And now they haven't had a new album out until this latest one, The Citizens of Boomtown, came out in the last 3 months. So I'm going to play you a song that has a certain theme that is echoed in the new song. This song is called Rat Trap, and the lyrics are about being stuck in a high-rise in just a terrible town and no opportunity. And I think this song did very well for the Boomtown Rats. Rat Trap, I think, was a number one single for them. And so listen to the themes in here. And then when we skip to 2020, you're going to hear another song from them called Trash Glam Baby, which kind of echoes the same theme. So here are the Boomtown Rats with 1979 song, Rat Trap.
The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the pulse of the corner boys just sprang into action. And young Billy watched under the yellow street light and said, tonight, of all nights, it's gonna be a bite, bite. Billy don't like it living here in this town, he said. Traps have been sprung long before he was born, he said. From its scat busting zone, the screaming and crying in the high rise block. It's a rat trap, get it, but you're already caught. Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need it bad enough. You're young and good looking, and you're acting kinda dumb anyway. It's Saturday night, time to see what's going down. Put on the bright suit, baby. Head for the right side of town. It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be
The Boomtown Rats with Rat Trap and a lot of energy and great lyrics from Bob Geldof. So now we're going to skip to their latest album, Citizens of Boomtown. And the album's pretty good. I like a lot of the songs on there. Some of them kind of follow some, you know, blues rockers and some danceable numbers. This one would be my favorite one because, again, it continues the theme and the lyrics of not having enough money and just trying to make it when things are not the greatest. So let's listen to the Trench Man Baby.
Feather power is shedding all its
And there you have the Boomtown Rats from their newest album, Citizens of Boomtown. And that was Trash Glam Baby with another shite Saturday night. The money's tight and the jeans don't fit right. All right, this next band has been making many, many albums since 1980 or so. This is the Los Angeles band X. And they formed in 1977, and if you are ever an X fan, you will know the vocalist Xene Cervenka, and then the bassist and vocalist John Doe, and then the most well-known guitarist of the group, Billy Zoom, and then the drummer, DJ Bonebreak. They made very good music in the early 80s together, lots of good albums there, Los Angeles, Wild Gift, Under the Big Black Sun. And then they kind of parted ways and did some side projects in the late 80s. Their last album of that era was, I guess, 1993, Jesus. And then they spent 20 years doing a lot of touring and live work and side projects. And it looked like they would never get back together. I think there was a lot of animosity because the guitarist Billy Zoom said, you know, he was going to leave if they didn't get more popular in the 80s, and that's exactly what happened, and so they didn't get back together for the longest time. But now they have a new album, and so I like this group a lot. I'm going to play for you something from 1982, Under the Big Black Sun. And this song, Motel Room in My Bed, is, listen to it. What makes X very interesting to me is the male and female lead vocals. Now, I always like that, but typically the male sings the root note, and then the woman will sing a third higher. So, you know, the male might be singing da 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 da, and the female might be singing a third higher, da 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 da. But what they do in X very often, and listen to it in this song, is Xene sings a fourth higher. So rather than da 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 da, it's like da 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 da, and it kind of gives the vocals a bit of energy. And so listen for that in the song, and then also listen to the fantastic guitar work from Billy Zoom and the great drumming from DJ Bonebreak. Here are X from their third album, Under the Big Black Sun, with Motel Room in My Bed.
Wake
And there you have X from the 1983 album, More Fun in the New World, and Motel Room in My Bed. And I hope you heard the vocals there. I realize also the early part of the song is Xene. She's singing doubled up with herself. It's not until John Doe comes in that you hear the vocals that I was talking about, which is a root singer and a fourth note above, which kind of sounds a little more energetic and a little bit off kilter. And this next song by X is from their brand new album, Alphabet Land. And this song is called Strange Life. And you can hear more of that vocal technique, talking about how they do their harmonies there. And then also, once again, you got some great, great guitar work from Billy Zoom. They made up their differences and got back together. And then DJ Bonebreak again with some great drumming. So here is brand new music from X's album, Alphabet Land of 2020, Strange Life.
Wind up at the top, it spins till it drops. It spins fast, hit the gas. That's me falling.
Okay, brand new music from X, and that's called Strange Life. So we've listened to three artists with new albums, and we're going to another artist that I have loved over the years. This is the group The Pretenders. And early in this podcast, I think the third episode, I talked about the 80s and what were some influential albums that hit me, and I named The Pretenders' debut album as one of the most influential albums in my life. And so this is a song that is from that era. It wasn't on the first album. This was released as a single in between the first and the second album, and then it was also put on Pretenders 2. And I mentioned in the earlier podcast that the Pretenders' music didn't sound so good, either on vinyl or on CD. But the Pretenders are popular enough that both many of their albums have been reissued and remastered, and they sound as best as they can. They sound better than ever before. And so this is a song, Talk of the Town, which was a number one single for them. But this version was on Pretenders 2 reissue. This is the demo version. So I think many people are familiar with the original song. I want to play a slightly different sounding song. It doesn't have that churning, driving bass sound to it, but listen to the parts that are fully formed and which ones were redone for the hit single. So here are the Pretenders with a demo version of Talk of the Town.
Something, sometime. One thing leads to another, I know. Was a time wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. You were like a day and passed like a car. I made a wish, I said it out loud. Out loud in a car. Everybody had. Was the talk of town. It's not my place to know what you feel. I'd love to know, but why should I? Who were you then? Who are you now? Common labor by night, by day highbrow. Work in my room, I wonder and I sit on the pier and look at the sky.
The demo version of Talk of the Town. Obviously, the lyrics are fully formed. They didn't change, and Chrissy's singing is excellent. It sounds like the guitar themes are there, but a little bit of jangliness is gone there, and then the bass was reworked, and then the drums sound almost identical to me. One thing that's lost in the final mix for the single is I like the little toy piano sound that is in this version. It's much clearer than in the final one, and that always gives me a chuckle. So now we're going to skip over Learning to Crawl and Back on the Chain Gang and Get Close. And they've had very good albums over the years. And the last Pretenders album was Alone in 2016, and that was, I just liked them, yeah. And they've played a lot on Austin City Limits and other live festivals, and I just like seeing them. They sound so good to me these days. But so this new album is not out yet. They've released a few singles from this album on iTunes and other venues, but the new album here is called Hate for Sale. And this song is the lead single off of it. And it's out there. So listen to the Pretenders, Modern Pretenders in the year 2020. With their new album, Hate for Sale, and that song is called The Buzz. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. The theme of this podcast has been artists that have been making music for decades, and now they have a new album out. And the Pretenders certainly qualify for that theme. The first artist we heard this podcast was The Strokes with their brand new album, The New Abnormal, released this year. We also listened to The Boomtown Rats, who after a bit of a hiatus, they have a new album called Citizens of Boomtown. And then finally, the band X from Los Angeles with their new album, Alphabet Land. So you're listening to Dan O's Ones and O's. This podcast is available on active.fm/Dan O-Becker, or you can find it on my personal website at www.danbecker.info/podcast. And with that, Here comes the Y50 theme, signaling the end of another show from Dano. This is The Ventures here, and hope to catch you next week. Hope to play some more music for you, where the theme will be new music that is excellent. And I will play some new artists from the last 5 years. Thank you very much for listening. Bye now.